The Pony Express rides again. Hundreds of people are recreating the horse and rider mail delivery service that galvanized the country just before the Civil War. Today's riders are following the original route. The first left St. Joseph, Missouri on Monday, the last rider due in Sacramento on June 20th. But why are people fascinated enough with this history to recreate something every year around this time that lasted a mere 18 months? Well, it's because the Pony Express remains one of the lasting icons of the American West. It's a story told in dime novels and in westerns, like the 1990s TV show The Young Riders.
Have a great ride, kid!
The Pony Express covered the 2,000-mile route in just 10 days, a time so swift it practically made grown men weep. As Jim DeFelice writes in his book, West Like Lightning, The Brief Legendary Ride of the Pony Express. I spoke with DeFelice last year. Take us back to the fall of 1860. That's when your book starts. Abraham Lincoln had just been elected president, and the pony is bringing news of that election across the West. What does the pony represent at that point in American history?
Well, at that point in American history, the pony and the country is kind of at a huge crux. Everybody knows that there's a war coming if Lincoln is elected, and the owners of the Pony Express have put on extra horses, extra riders. They're using the latest technology, the telegraph, to get the information from Missouri all the way to California as quickly as possible. And I use that run to kind of structure the book and talk about not just the Pony Express, but also what's going on in America at that time.
Hmm. What I loved learning about this, I mean, the politics, as you mentioned, were vivid that were happening at the time. But also, this is a story of American business. And there were connections with the pony to some of the biggest names in modern American business today. Wells Fargo and American Express. Explain that.
Well, you know, when we think of the Pony Express now, we think of horses and young men racing across all sorts of different terrain. But that wasn't entirely the plan that William Russell and his two partners, Alexander Majors and William Waddell, were after. They wanted to do that, but that was going to be part of this entire empire to get goods, information, money, and just about anything else that had to move from the Missouri River all the way to California. They not only did they have the Pony Express, they had a stagecoach line. Actually, they had several stagecoach lines. They had ox carts. They had a bank. They had an insurance company. They were basically trying to create an empire. Now, that same plan had been used to great effect less than two decades before in Upper New York when the Erie Canal opened and connected New York City to the West, to what was then the West and what was then the frontier. That company is still with us. It's American Express. So very possibly, had the pony succeeded, we wouldn't be leaving home without the pony rather than American Express.
That is amazing. Well, what about the young men who did the work? You quote from Mark Twain, who wrote about the Pony Express in his book, Roughing It. Twain says, "The pony rider is a little bit of a man, brimful of spirit and endurance." Who are these guys who are making these rides?
They're basically 19, 20, 21-year-olds. They are on the thin side. In a lot of cases, they're fairly short because the lesser load that would be on the horse, the better, and the faster, at least in theory, the faster the horse can go. And they're being paid incredibly well, $100 a month in many instances. And that was when $100 was actually real money.
Huh.
These guys are the rock stars, the athletes of the day, and everybody lionized them. When they came into town, they didn't have to pay for their drinks. We'll put it that way.
And they earned their money, though, because this was incredibly hard work. It was freezing cold in the winter. It was dangerously hot in the summer. There were vast, empty stretches of open desert. There was a war with Native Americans in the middle of this. I mean, this was not easy work.
Absolutely. And when they went to, when they would stay at one of the stations, they would take generally two runs a week. They would, they'd sleep in a stable more often than not, or, you know, if they were really lucky, in an attic. So they were earning their money, you're right.
And they only lost, what, one bag of mail the entire time?
Absolutely. But here's the thing about that one bag of mail that disappeared somewhere, probably – well, we'll let you read the book to get the details. But it turns up later on. So really, these guys were like perfect. They always delivered the mail. Maybe a little late, but you know, that happens.
It was a really – tough business. I mean, it was a tough ride, but it was also really hard to make money doing this. It lost tons of cash, and one of the founders was arrested for defrauding the U.S. government through his bond deal to finance the operation. What happened there?
If your business plan calls on counting for on the government, on a government contract, you may run into a little bit of trouble fulfilling it. And if you're really counting on being able to borrow money from the government that the government doesn't actually have, that also can be a big problem.
It was a complicated time for the U.S. government leading up to the U.S. Civil War.
Absolutely. And that actually ends up helping William Russell, who's the one who – let's face it, he was kiting checks. And we're not talking about cutting $10 checks. These are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollar checks, and he's defrauding people on Wall Street as well as the U.S. government. If he had done it at any other time, he probably would have gone to jail for the rest of his life. But he was fortunate enough, if that's the right word, to do it at a time that the government was in flux. And there were also maybe some congressmen who didn't want all of the details to come out.
But were those financial troubles the reason that the pony collapsed? Because we also always hear about the rise of the telegraph at this time, the rise of the railroad. What did the Pony Express in after only 18 months?
Actually, it was the finances, and there's this little thing called the Civil War that does disrupt things. The pony was seen as kind of a short-term venture. Russell and his partners wanted to do something really big to, you know, capture the imagination of the people in the West and also to get a lot of support from Congress to get a $1 million contract from the government to deliver the mail, which would help them build their infrastructure and actually pay a lot of their bills. The plan succeeded in terms of being able to deliver the mail, as we say. They didn't really lose anything. In terms of PR, it was huge. Everybody knew what the Pony Express was. We still do.
And part of the reason we knew is because of Buffalo Bill Cody and his Wild West shows, who helped sort of build the myth and the legend behind the Pony Express.
Absolutely. And Buffalo Bill Cody was the greatest rider of the Pony Express ever.
Huh.
The problem is he never actually rode. But, you know, it's a little technicality. Yeah.
Right. What you point out in the book, that there's so much about this time in history and about the Pony Express, we're not even really sure if it happened. Why is that?
There's a lot of legends that are related to the Old West and to the Pony Express specifically. And I do try to separate fact from fiction, but I still want to celebrate the legends. I mean, first of all, they're fun for the most part, and they also speak to kind of a greater truth for us and tell us about what's important to our country, the distance and speed, but also perseverance. Hmm. When the riders are bragging, they're not bragging about how fast they went 10 miles or 100 miles. They brag about their endurance. They brag about how far they went, the time that they went 360 miles or 380, enduring hardship and just kind of getting through it.
So in this modern age, you think the Pony Express still resonates?
Absolutely.
Jim DeFelice, his book West Like Lightning, The Brief Legendary Ride of the Pony Express, is now out in paperback. We spoke last year, and you can read an excerpt of his book at hereandnow.org. While you're there, you can track the progress of this year's ride.
They rode by night and they rode by day. The job was hard, but they found a way. The Pony Express, they carried the mail. Boys and girls, it was on November the 8th, 1860, at a point on the Platte River opposite Fort Kearney, Nebraska, that a young Pony Express rider by the name of Pony Bob Haslam was handed a message, a very important message. He quickly thrust it into his saddlebag.